This is Formula Girls. I never say the name of the podcast.
There it is.
today we are talking about formulation number 1004. It is the Moisture Lock Conditioner, and I'm here with Molly McHenry.
Hello.
Senior formulation chemist, and I'm Christine Anderson, marketing coordinator at Colonial Chemical, and this is the Moisture Lock Conditioner. It's one we've had for a while, but we haven't talked about it. It's a very basic conditioner.
I remember making this maybe even when I was an intern, like when I first got here. So it's been 5 years.
I was going to say, I feel like I might have made this one when I needed a summer job.
So even, when was that?
Like back in high school, maybe. Uh-huh. Maybe one similar. Maybe not this exact one. So this one has our cholipid SAFL, which is the linoleum middle propyl PG dimonium chloride phosphate. And then it also has our Colamoise 200, which is the hydroxypropyl bis hydroxyethyl dimonium chloride.
You've gotten so good at those.
Those were some mouthfuls. So talk about this one and why it's like a really good basic conditioner.
So we call this one the Moisture Lock Conditioner. You know how a lot of conditioners will say something like daily moisturizing. So that soft, kind of luxurious afterfeel that you get with a conditioner is usually perceived as a moisturizing effect, but really it's a conditioning agent that's doing that. But this actually has both conditioning and moisturizing agents in there. The cholipid SAFL is the conditioning agent, sustainably derived from the safflower oil. And then the Colamoise 200 is the cationic humectant that is an actual moisturizer. So when you're talking about smoothing and making the hair more combable, that is the cholipid SAFL. But humectants do have a place in hair care. So the Colamoise 200 is actually helping with reducing flyaways. It may also be helping with anti-breakage or with adding some volume and body to the hair. And it's cationic, so it is going to hang around on the hair and give more long-lasting benefits than if you were to use something like glycerin that would just kind of get rinsed down the drain.
How excited were you to get the Diastron in the lab?
So excited.
So another little toy. So talk about how, because we actually tested this one and showed a reduction. So can you go into, I mean, it's pretty a basic process on how you test it, right, with the Diastron?
Yes. So we have the Diastron Fibra 1 in the lab now. This is a TRESS testing instrument. So we can now do comb testing in-house, which is a pretty big deal. So we're actually able to test this finished prototype for its combing efficacy rather than, you know, just referring to data on the separate raw materials. Or, you know, just saying, oh, we tried it at home and it worked really well. We can actually, you know, present data. So we tested this on bleached brown hair and we saw an 81% reduction in the peak wet hair combing force. So definitely an improvement in the ease of combability, and you could feel that as well as show it.
And you say you used bleached brown hair because when you bleach hair, doesn't it kind of like damage the hair? So do you think maybe that
right.
made a difference?
And if you have too healthy of a hair, it's there's not much to improve on. So you can get different levels of damage. You can get gray hair or the bleached hair.
Is it real hair?
It is real hair.
Not horse hair. Okay, and then you also have phenyl trimethicone. What is that doing in this formulation?
Oh, for shine.
Okay.
So, you know, not everyone wants to use silicones. You could take it out, but I like them still.
So is this pretty straightforward to put together, or is anything that you need to watch out for?
It's pretty typical procedure for a conditioner. You have the cetearyl alcohol in there, so you do have to heat this up. The cholipid SAFL is actually emulsifying the cetearyl alcohol and stabilizing this. You do have to be careful when you're adding in the Colamoise 200, and that's true anytime you have an emulsion, really. You just have to add it really slowly. Be careful that you're not going to break it. So we do recommend that you homogenize this, then cool it down a bit, before adding in the Coal Moist. And then if it's necessary, you can rehomogenize it until it's smooth and uniform.
All right, so if there's one thing you could change about this formulation, what would you do?
Ooh. I might use the Colipid GS instead of the Colipid SAFL.
Get a little grape seed in there.
Yeah, it should condition just as well, and then you get the antioxidant claims.
It has a way cooler inky name, because linalool.
I like that one.
It's not very hard to say. All right, so this is formulation number 1004. It is the Moisture Lock Conditioner. It features Colipid SAFL and Colamoist 200. It is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but we're ready to help you in any way through your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us.